Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain and cattle futures today actually were halted for the last 20 to 30 minutes on the Globex, which is the CME Group's electronic platform. They had some sort of technical difficulty and were working on that through the close. So we had to revert back to the open outcry trading session for the last 20 minutes of trade. So a pretty interesting finish here for the futures markets at the end of the day. Of course, tomorrow we've got this USDA crop production monthly report, which is going to be a relatively big one. They're calling for tighter soybean stocks. They're looking for it to be somewhere just 140 or just below 140. On the ending stocks for the 13-14 U.S. crop for corn, just over 1.4 billion bushels, where they're 1.456 last month. And then for the wheat, they're actually increasing it up to 583 million bushels. Last month, they were at 558. So this increase in price has really slowed down the demand, just like it's supposed to when prices go up, demand goes down. And then therefore, the ending stocks here in the U.S. for wheat have improved just a little bit. We had the crop progress and condition report, which was going to be released yesterday, actually delayed until today. It will be released at 3 p.m. This afternoon. We're looking for anywhere between 30 and 40% is the nation's good to excellent number for wheat.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
That crop condition report that was supposed to be released yesterday and is going to be released today was expected to show that 35 to 40% good to excellent. Last year, we were at 36%. We didn't get the full numbers yesterday, but we did get some of the state information. Kansas was down 3% on the week, down to 29% good to excellent. Oklahoma down 2% at 15% good to excellent. And Texas actually improved 2% to 13%. So, still, things are really bad overall. You know, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas are kind of your big winter wheat states. And so for them to say 35 to 40% overall is still pretty hopeful, in my opinion. But we'll see that today at 3 o'clock. And then we also tomorrow have not just U.S. grain ending stocks, but we also have the world. They're looking for a little bit of a decrease in the bean world stocks, a little bit of decrease in the corn, and then even to maybe a little bit lower on the world wheat stocks. Of course, our big numbers, our stocks-to-use ratios, are really tight for beans, but not so tight for corn and wheat. So the world picture, we still have plenty of corn and wheat and maybe need a little bit more soybeans. But other than that, kind of a slow day with the surprise ending. With the halting of those contracts, of course, we were green across the board here, higher in all of the contracts when they halted.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up 30 cents at 143.32, April feeders up 80 at 178.30, and April lean hogs were down $1.72 at 123.30. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was up 2 cents at 741.5. Chicago May corn closed up 7.5 cents at 506.75, and May soybeans were up 18.25 cents on the day at 1482.5. In the cotton markets, May cotton gained 117 points and closed at 91.79 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.